This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, April 7th. God's word to you today is ask. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14, from the English Standard Version, and it says, "The natural person does not accept the things of the Holy Spirit, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them, because they are spiritually discerned." There is no shame in asking. You only become better and wiser by asking. Some men have kept their families on the same spot for years, for decades, because of ego. If you need wisdom, just humble yourself and ask God for it. God has already promised us in advance that he will give it freely to all who ask. Jeremiah 6 verse 16 says, "Thus says the Lord, stand by the roads and look and ask for the ancient paths, where the good way is, and walk in it, and find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it." This is taken from the English Standard Version. We can see from scripture that this stubbornness is not peculiar to our time or generation. But the point is, it does not help anybody. Say, "I will ask." We need to ask because God's ways are definitely not our ways. God knows what we do not know. Isaiah 55 verses 8 and 9 says, "My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." If we are to receive from God, we have to position ourselves to receive from God. You cannot come to God with your mindset because it is too limited. The natural mind cannot receive from the Spirit of God. Does it make sense that a virgin will conceive and have a child? How did she get pregnant? The Holy Ghost? What does that mean? It does not make sense. John 14 verse 6 from the New King James Version says, "Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Does it make sense that Jesus would make such a statement? How can he say that when there are over 7 billion people on earth practicing all sorts of different religions? How can Jesus claim there is just one way? It does not make sense. The natural mind does not accept the things of the Spirit of God because they are spiritually discerned. God wants you and I to understand that the cross of Calvary, the cross of Jesus, is the key to life. The solution to every riddle, every mystery, and to all of life's questions is on the cross. The cross is God's way. Every decision you're going to make in life, and this is really crucial, would lead you in one way of these three directions: the way of self, the way of the world, or the way of God. This may sound simple, but it is so powerful. The Holy Spirit birthed this, so I am communicating what I have received from the Lord. Every decision you are going to make in life, all the crossroads of your life, hinge on these. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Show me your way, that I may walk with you. Show me your way. I put my hope in you. The cry of my heart is to love you, Lord, to live with the touch of your hand, stronger each day. Show me your way. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. we invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.